Today's Mishnah in Masechet Nega'im is Perek Chet, Mishnah Chet. Wow, great. Okay, so we're talking about this Perek, remember, is dedicated to the Prote Dinim of Pricha. And remember, we've established some very important yesodas about Pricha. Pricha can only come from a Adam who is Tameit in order to be Matayer him. And if not, it's no different than any other Nega. And it's affected exactly as every other nega is affected. We also found out that if you were tahar from a pricha, that is very different than being tahar as someone who is kulo lavan, who simply became tahar because no simen tuma showed up in the area that was lavan. And the difference would be what would happen with the roshei evarim, for instance. Would that be considered to be a simen tuma? Or would it simply be a withdrawal of the nega from certain areas, which obviously does not make you tame? I mean, if anything, it's the beginning of your tahira. Okay, so now let's talk about the question of what happens when you're coming the first time. This is a presentation of Lavan. And now afterwards, you have the Roshei Evarim becoming healthy. And then you have Pricha again. So now, if the Nega first goes over the entire body, so it all happened at one time, and then it withdraws a little, and then it spreads again. So if it was from a period where the Kohen had said you were Tohar, so then any type of continued Pricha is pisayon. It's the normal sign of any nega, and this nega is no different, and therefore you would be tamei. But if you were in a state, in other words, when this happened, you were in a state of tamei, and then this was before now the pricha over the tips of the chavdala devarim. So in that case, the pricha would end up being metayer you, because it was covering you, covering the last bit that needed to be covered. So let's take a situation. You had this big nega, and you had, let's say, Sa'ar Lavan, that then appeared in the nega. Now everybody agrees that Sa'ar Lavan, even Rabbi Yeshua, he agrees that Sa'ar Lavan that appears after pricha is certainly going to be metameh you, okay? So it was metameh you. Then, while this was going on, your Roshei Evarim withdrew. Then, once again, it spread. Ah, so now that spreading is considered to be a pricha, you see? So even though the withdrawal before was initially irrelevant, because you had been tamei because you had Se'ar Lavan, but remember that even a nega with Se'ar Lavan, according to the Tanakhama, once it spreads, it becomes tahar. So if that's the case, the same thing would be true over here. If you were tamei before because you had these Se'ar Lavan, and meanwhile, in the process of that tuma, the Roshei Evarim became clean, or one of the Roshei Evarim become clean. And then, all of a sudden, the nega spreads again into the Roshei Evarim. So now that would be a new pricha. And that pricha would be metayer you. Beautiful. So mitoch hatuma, it would then be tahar. Fine. Now, we're talking about, remember, all along, we've been assuming that there are two states that we're calling tame. If you present initially, that's considered to be mitoch taira. If you present to the Kohen after you've been placed, I should say he, not you, after he's been placed in Hezger, that's called Mitoch Tuma. After he's been Mukhlat, that's called Mitoch Tuma. So in those cases, Pricha is Metayer. But let me ask you something. Is actually Mitoch Tuma really the same? Is it really called Mitoch Tuma if you are in Hezger or if you're in a state of Hechlet? Is the din exactly the same that we should call it Tuma in both cases? Well, let's make one thing clear. And this was the sugya that we had in the Mishnah Megillah. Hatahor mitoch Hezger is parter min apriya umin aprima umin hatziporim. We have min atiglachat, min atziporim. there's those special difference. Ein bein mitzora muzgar le mitzora muchlat ela. What is the difference between them? Priya uprima and tziporim and tiglacha. So the difference is this. While he's in the state of hezger, he's tamei in exactly the same way that he's tamei in the state of hechlet. If he walks into a building, he's going to be metame, everything in the building. If he settles down there, if people come into his house, they'll become tame. If he touches someone, he's going to be metame. All of the dinim of tzaras, sits down on something, it's all exactly the same. However, there are adjuncts that are chiyuvim on a mitzora muchlat that do not apply to the mitzora muzgar. And those two things are called priya uprima. Priya is letting the hair grow, and prima is to actually tear open your clothing. So that he doesn't do if he's in Hezger. That he only does if he is in Hechlet. The other difference is that as part of the process of Tahira, there is a chiev to shave all of the hair off of him and to do that special Aveda, which we'll be reviewing later, of the Tziporim. So you have to bring, remember, two Tziporim. This is similar to the idea of the Shnei Seirim in Yuma. You bring two tziporim that are the same, and one of them is shechted, and then you dip the other one into the dam of the shechted one, and then you send it free. Anyway, so we'll get into the details, but that special din only applies to a hechlet, and not to someone who becomes tohar mitoch hezger. Basha'enke mitoch hechlet, you would be chayev in priya and prima and tiglachat and tziporim. But both of them are very chomor, and they have the dinim of metam'im beviyah. They're even metame just from walking into the house. Perek chet mishnah tet. So getting back to the nega that had covered his entire body, and then it got smaller. We spoke about the difference between what happens if then it's mitpashet. So habakulo levan. So let's imagine a case where a guy has a nega, covers his entire body. It has a michya, which is the correct size of an adasha, which therefore would be a simen tuma. And he's presenting for the first time, so it would be no din of spreading anyway. And Yekoin says the guy's tummy. And then the nega now covers over the michyas basar chai. And therefore, the Kohen said the guy is tahar. And then, chazru bo rashei evarim. Now, after the Kohen says that he's tahar, so now one of the tips of the 24 evarim goes back looking normal. So how do I view that? Well, says Rabbi Yishmael, what do you mean, how do I view it? It's exactly the same as a case where the guy had a big baharet that covered his entire body. And then afterwards, when he was tahar for loss of whatever, you know, no change in the nega, and then they went back to their normal color, and the halacha is that nothing changes. Why would it change? The only time that it changes, remember, is where the siba of the tahira was the pricha. So then if you would have an anti-pricha, that is to say, any area would go back to looking normal, even including tips of Evarim, the halakha would be that in that case, yes, now you're no longer porach bekulo, and this is the equivalent of b'yom heira'ot b'bazar chai. But we're not talking about that case. We're talking about the case where he was bar kulo lavan. So in that case, there should be no issue, says Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, however, disagrees. He says it's no different than a case where the Roshei Evarim would be Chaziras Roshei Evarim bebaheret kitana. So let's say you would have something where the small baheret that covered part of the body, in that case, if they would go back to normal after there was a pricha, so then they would actually cause you to be tuma. Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when the nega spread originally over the area that was the normal color, so then the real reason for the tahira was because of pricha. And therefore, if it becomes smaller, so then it's considered to be changes in anti-pricha. And because of that, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Why should I look at it as a Beharis Gedola that covered the entire body? In this case, it ended up becoming a tohar through the pricha that had come afterwards when it spread through that original michya. Therefore, I say, we have to be metameit. Now, it's because of this that you can easily see that it makes a big difference when the kohen happened to have been presented, because then the changes would be changes either from tohar or from tamei, and then the same change that in one situation makes you tohar, in another situation makes you tamei. And it all depends on whether the kohen had been presented with it. Because remember, any changes during hezker, even if the kohen is looking, make absolutely no difference. Oh my gosh, look at this, the Rosh HaYavarim went away. Mind your own business. I'll be back at the end of Hezker, and then we'll decide, right? Okay, so then let's take a look at the situation. Yesh mar'eh, says the last Mishnah, yesh mar'eh nigo l'kohen v'nizkar, v'yesh mar'eh nigo l'kohen u'mafsid. Sometimes you lose by getting to the kohen right away when you can. So in other words, you are a zoriz, you're prompt. Okay, and sometimes you lose by being prompt. So yesh zoriz nizkar, as it says. Ketzat. Let's imagine a situation like this. A guy had been in a state of hechlet, all right? So he had, let's say, Seir Lava. The Seir Lava went away. Before he got a chance to show them to the kohen, what happened is the nega spread over his entire body. Great. Perfect. Because he didn't get to the kohen for the kohen to say, you're tohar. So thank heavens I didn't get to the kohen, because now the first thing that the kohen sees is, oh my goodness, your nega has spread over your entire body. You are tohar. But if I had gotten there yesterday, he would have said to me, well, you're a lucky boy. Your Seir Lavan has disappeared. You're tohar. Oh my God, the next day the nega spreads over the entire body. I have to go back to the kohen. He says, ah, what a shame. Now you're tame, because now it was pus over your whole body. Okay. So that would be in that case, it was a good thing that you waited. Because if you had showed it to the kohen yesterday, you would have been in trouble. She'il ha'ela kohen, he would have been tame. And then when it spread, it would have been tohar. And then when it spread, the kohen would have had to say he's tame. Or let's say how it could be better by getting there faster. Let's say that you had a Baharat that did not have a Simen Tumah, and you were going to show it to the Kohen, Ein Baklum, and over there, before you got to the Kohen, you have a Pricha Bekulo. So the original Nega did not have anything, okay? And if the Nega would have been seen, it would have been put into Hezger. And it what happened over here was that it was Parach Bakula. So then, if he would have been Marah to the Kohen, at that point he's Tame. But if he had been Marah to the Kohen would have put him into Hezger. And then, when he would have come back after the Hezger, the Kohen would have seen that it spread over his entire body. And therefore, he would have been tar, because parach mitoch hezger, remember, what's the halacha, is the same thing as parach mitoch hechlet. So therefore, you can see the same zrizas can sometimes mess you up, and sometimes it could be the best thing that happened to you. If you don't mind, take a look again and just point out to you how beautiful the all of the issues interrelate. Remember that one of the most striking aspects of Perek Ches, which is dedicated to the Inyonim of Pricha, is the fascinating interrelationship between a Nega, which was Porach Bekulei, and after the Tahira, or in the beginning, and a Nega that was Porach Bekulo, Mitoch Hezger or Mitoch Hechlet. That was basically the yesod of the issues, and what came out of that question was the fascinating issue of the 24 tips. Now, all of those tips are, remember, they need to be covered in a Porach Kuloi Lavan. But they are themselves not the site of a Michyas Basar Chai, because of the fact that we have the Vera'ahu HaKohen. And that gives us a fascinating distinction between, in a case where you had someone who was Porach Kulo Lavan Tahor, and then the tips turn, or one of the tips turns into normal skin. Now, it's not a Michya, but it's an anti-Pricha, because now the Pricha is no longer there. And since it's an anti-Pricha, it's Matamayu. Now, the moment that the Nega covers this up again, now it's a Parach Kulo Lavan. Now it becomes Torah. We even had the mission of talking about doing this 100 times. You know, the tip is uncovered, then you're Torah, you got to bring korbanos. The tip gets covered, then we have the Pricha. Uncovered, I mean, then you have to, once again, be Matamayu. Tip gets covered, and so on and so forth, right? So afilu me'apamim, we said. Now, the beautiful case that we had, and we had a number of cases up until yesterday that allow us to distinguish between the ideas of the michya as opposed to the idea of the anti-spreading, which to the layman looks exactly the same, but are two completely different dinim. The one place where we had the perfect confluence of the two dinim was yesterday's machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, I needed to take the extra time to bring this out. So we were talking over there. This was in the penultimate Mishnah that we had yesterday, Mishnah Tet. We were talking about a nega, and that was Tomei, because of the fact that it had a Michyas Basar Chai in it, right? Okay, a regular Michyas Basar Chai. The moment that the nega continues to spread and covers that Michyas Basar Chai, he is now Tohar. But why is he Tohar? Now, there's two ways of understanding his Tahira. He is now Tohar because he no longer has a Michyas Basar Chai in the nega that he had. Okay, so then the nega is Tohar. No, he's Tohar because now the nega spread over the last bit of skin that had not been spread over, which you called a Michyas Basar Chai, but which really was a piece of skin. And now it's covered, and now he's Tohar, not because of the simple loss of the Michya, he's Tohar because he was Porach Kulo Lavan. So you'll say, okay, fine. This is a technical issue. Do we really care? It's philosophy. It's not halacha. Oh, it's very much halacha. Because what Rabbi Yishmael is saying is that the reason why he is called Tahar, when the Michyas Basar Chai in the Nega that had covered everything else spreads over it, is because the Nega does not have a Michya in it. And therefore it's Tahar. That's all. Now, we learned before that if you then have Roshei Evarim, Chozru Bo Roshei Evarim, that is not going to be metameyu, because I was metire this nega the way I was metire every single nega. Oh, yes, but it's a very big nega. It covers your entire body. So, okay, it covers your entire body. It's a nega like any other nega because it was tamei, because it was a beheret, big, big, big beheret, that had a michyas basar chai in it. The Kohen sees it. Oh, my gosh, you've got a michya. But I'm Porach Bekulei. First of all, you're currently Torah. You weren't Porach nothing. Don't give me this stuff. You've got a regular Baheret with a Michya in it. You are here by Tomei. Okay. So then when it spreads, the reason that he's Torah is because there's no Simen Tumah. And a Nega without a Simen Tumah is Torah. If then what happens is that the tips go back to normal, tips are not considered to be the size of the Michya because of the Vera'ahu HaKohen. So there's, why would I be metame him again? Therefore, Tainas Rabbi Yishmael, he remains Tahar. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no, when the Nega now spreads over a Michya, it is essentially, if they left nothing else, it is essentially a Porach Bekulei. And therefore you became Tahar. So that the primary description that the Torah gives to this Nega is Porach Kulei Lavan Tahar. You see? So it makes all the difference in the world. Because if that's the case, the moment that the tips turn into, or one of the tips turns into a normal skin color, actual normal skin, it is an anti-pricha movement. And an anti-pricha movement is metame, somebody who became tar only because of Parak Kula Lavan. So it's ingenious. So the Mishnah has set up the case that contrasts how to look at this thing. Because, I mean, the Torah discusses this in two completely different expressions of the dinim of Negayim. Which one is primary? The loss of a michya or the spreading of pricha kula lavan? Is that not just something to dance over? It's beautiful. Hadron alach, perek haporeach.